Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Show Recaps Theater presents Movies. So many movies as reviewed for you by your friends at Post Show Recaps. Featuring Grace and Ariel and their incredible movie takes, we hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another episode of PSRT. My name is Ariel, and I am joined by my co-host, who always signs her emails, Let the Battle Begin.
Hi, I'm here. I'm a little shell. How are you?
What color are your shoes?
Blue, obviously. It's my favorite color, Ariel.
That's very sweet. I didn't know that. That's something I just learned about you.
When are we starting our 60 minutes rewatch podcast?
Oh my God. Tick, 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 tick. God, so good. It's like this movie, was it sponsored by 60 minutes? Perhaps.
Leslie Stahl got a payday. You know?
Leslie Stahl, the Leslie Show. I can't wait to talk about the Leslie Show. This movie that we are dancing around
in. Already on tangent.
These like in jokes that if you haven't seen it, you won't understand. It is Marcel the Shell with shoes on. Kind of difficult to say very quickly, so that's why I slowed down. Had a fantastic time at the movies watching this movie. I cannot wait to talk about it. I had low expectations. I wasn't like a Marcel person. Like I hadn't seen that I remember. Like I was familiar that it was an internet thing, but I don't think I've seen the short film. News to me that it's Jenny Slate, who I love, that does the voice. So I wasn't sure what to expect going in, and I had a blast. What about you? What were you expecting?
Yeah, I just kept hearing, I think maybe you put this on my radar first, of like just people being like, it's adorable, just go watch it, and it's the best, you'll have so much fun. And I went to go see it on a Saturday morning. I was like, I'm gonna go watch this movie. And boy, what a delight. What a treat. It's so good. I was not familiar with the like YouTube short film sensation of Marcel the Shell. So this was entirely new to me, and I didn't know what to expect going in. And boy, I see why it like became incredibly popular. It's the best. It's so cute.
I am a sucker for like stop motion animation, you know, like a wall, like I guess usually it's like a clay kind of thing, like a Wallace and Gromit or that kind of stuff. I have very like fond, visceral, nostalgic memories of that kind of thing. This is a little bit different because it's like a little shell with like these little googly eyes on it and the most adorable little legs. Does Marcel have cankles? Is that?
Yes. Is that I don't think he has legs. He just has little shoes that...
I guess there's the tiniest little nub. Okay. I feel like there's like the tiniest little nubs that like the shoes have to kind of like go into. Like
okay, I wouldn't really want to like... pictures and I think they're the top of the shoes. So I think... I think they're glued onto his little shell. I don't think he has legs.
That's crazy. I think that... Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. He's still so adorable. He's a shell. And even it's interesting that at the beginning of the movie, this isn't really a spoiler and we won't get to that, but like, I just want to say this because we're on this tangent, I guess, about him being a shell is he says he's part shell, like almost
part
like
sentient being, I think, I guess.
Yeah. Right. I guess that's the differentiation because it just caught me off guard. I was like, I don't understand what your other part is, but whatever, we digress.
Well, I think what's like works incredibly well about Marcel, that's rhymes as well. And this actually was the movie. I think it probably had the most laughs of anything I've seen so far. And I think I was in a VIP theater, which for anybody who's unfamiliar with sort of like at least Ontario movie theater going experiences, Cineplex has this VIP thing. You can order food, whatever. I did recently learn from Deidre that at the Alamo Drafthouse, you can order food the whole time. And in Canada, they're like, nope, the movie's starting, last call, which
no!
is a little bit.
Oh my God. But, I am devastated to hear that. Not quite as VIP as you would think or hope. No. I mean, I guess that's, you know, they're Canadians historically polite. They're like, no, we want to be polite during the movie, because I know certain Alamo theaters, or like the ones that I'm familiar with. And I mean, like the actual auditoriums within the larger theater, like I know where to sit. There are what we call, like, let's call them alleyway rows at the Alamo. And like, I know not to sit directly in front of the alleyway, because that's where the most waiter traffic is. And it's like, they do their best not to be too distracting. They're like, kind of like they're crouching down. My favorite part, I will just say, speaking of like being able to order food, is like being able to like anonymously shush people.
I've heard that this was also
The cards.
And I would do it a lot.
I've only done it once because I was like, enough. Like, it was the kind of movie, it depends on the genre of the movie. It depends if you've seen the movie before. Yeah. There are all these like things. Is it like dialogue heavy? Is it plot heavy? Do I need to like understand? Is it complicated? But anyway. Should people go see this movie, whether it's at the Alamo or somewhere else?
Or a VIP. Yeah. And so I went, and just it, I haven't felt like, I think Everything Everywhere All at Once had a little bit of this, like, we're all collectively like laughing and getting what's happening, especially at a particular scene. And I felt like that here, like, I think I was the first person to like laugh immediately at like just the way Marcel is. And slowly everybody in the room was like, out loud, like literally LOLing at Marcel, because he's so freaking cute. And what works so well about Marcel is that he's clearly like childlike and has childlike wonder, and yet in many ways is like smart and wise in a way like beyond how old he's supposed to be. It's exceptional character work, Marcel the Shell, for me to be invested in a little shell that has a googly eye and some shoes on. It's incredible.
I completely agree. Like, there are, I don't even want to call it like nuggets of wisdom, to your point about how wise he can seem and can be at times.
Yeah.
That I wrote a couple down that we'll get to eventually. I'm only going to read like one or two, but it's just like, so, and even some of them, there's a depth of comedy. There are some like tremendous, there are two moments specifically I'm thinking of where it's just a small little Marcel monologue where he's essentially complaining about something,
right?
And he just keeps going, and it's so funny. And to your point, it's way beyond the like comedic capacity of a child, like a child would ever be capable of. But at times, Marcel obviously sounds like, because of amazing emotional voice acting from Jenny Slate, completely like a child and very innocent and unaware of certain things about the world, and not just because he's a shell. This is tremendous. This is like one of my favorite movies in like the last, you know, few months.
Me too, for sure. I mean, of this year, it's going to rank very highly. I think it was the best movie that came out. I saw it on July 1st, so technically, but it came out in June in the United States, and I think top movie of June. I think, I don't know that anything else can beat it.
Wow. I mean, it's too soon to say. Oh no, June's over. I'm like, it's too soon to say. I don't know.
You want me to tell you what else came out in June?
Yes. Walk me through time.
Elvis.
Yeah, it's up there for me too. Elvis is not beating Marcel.
Crimes of the Future. Yeah.
Oof. This I can't remember. I think it was the Wrap, the publication, the Wrap, who called it a like the movie equivalent of a hug, which I think is like a good, just visceral touch point for people to like think about if they haven't seen it, to consider. I think some people, for the, you know, the reviews are, I think, universally great, and rightfully so, in my opinion. But I know this kind of movie isn't for everyone, but I think for the most part, unless you like hate feeling good, this movie's for you.
Yeah, you definitely have to just like be invested in a shell in stop motion animation. But I think that the movie does a very good job of making you care about Marcel immediately. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Marcel, what a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we should just get into spoilers, because I have like a lot of things to say about.
Let's spoil the heck out of this movie.
The shell and the shoes. This story is beautiful. Like, this is a very, very, it's pretty dark at times. Like, there's tragedy, there is trauma that Marcel has to go through and like rise above. It's like essentially, in some ways, it's a coming of age tale.
Yes.
And it's expertly paced. It's only, I think, like an hour and a half, not even, just under.
It's 90 minutes. It's 90 minutes, including credits. So,
90 minutes, which is not easy to do. Like, it's a lot of, I always think about like the stop animation and like how long.
I know, it took forever. Like, I love,
there's a team.
There's a great joke in Parks and Rec where he's doing stop, Adam Scott's character, and she comes home and he's like, I did it. I spent like 30 hours, and he like shows the movie and it's like 4 seconds long. And he's like been awake and like he's like so distressed, and he's like,
delirious.
Yeah, he like realizes how much work he's put in for like 4 seconds. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now imagine that, but for an hour and a half. So multiple, do that kind of math. It's just such, and on a rewatch, it honestly, not only does it hold up as far as I'm concerned, but it actually surpasses itself, because you understand certain things up front. Like in the very beginning, the movie does this really cool thing of like, so the gist of it is, there is this guy named
Dean, right?
His name is Dean, right? Which is Dean Fleischer Camp's real name. He's the director of the movie. Mm-hmm. And he basically is like at an Airbnb, and when the movie starts, he has already like discovered Marcel, as Marcel is like a shell, and he lives with his grandma Connie, and they live basically at the Airbnb full time. They're tiny, they stay out of sight for the most part. And Dean just happens to discover them, that they live at this Airbnb where he's staying. And when the movie starts, he's already like established that he's a documentarian, and he wants to like shoot Marcel for just like a vague documentary. And one of the first thing he asks Marcel is, has it been hard for you? And we don't know yet that what he's referring to is the fact that most of his family has disappeared, mm-hmm. like was taken away via like circumstances that we'll get into. But it kind of, like to me on the first watch, it kind of sounds like he's just asking him, is it hard for you because you're a small little shell, like to get around the world? But like the fact that it's actually this like profound thing that will be essentially driving the plot the entire movie. Mm-hmm. I was just so impressed with the construction of it.
It's really good, because I feel like the slow unwinding of Marcel sort of having to be this shell who has to like figure out how to make the Airbnb work, for how to make like the house work. Like mm-hmm. we get some good stuff with like, he's like tied a rope from the tree to the mixer, so that when you turn the mixer on, it like shakes like acorns off of the tree, essentially. Mm-hmm. And all the like this ingenuity of like how Marcel has like figured out how to work the house. And so like you have all that, and then you slowly realize that like, oh, there used to be so many more of them, that like all this work he's doing, although he can like do it. And it's so cute. Like his Connie, like has like the garden, that whole dynamic is like so great. And then you realize like, oh, like he wouldn't have to do all this work. He just has to do it, 'cause like all of his little shell family, is gone.
I have to just warn people that this might be the pod where I finally cry like live, because mm-hmm. this is a genuinely, genuinely touching yet really, really heavy story that Marcel by himself has to like shoulder, basically.
Yes.
And that's like where the difficulty comes from. 'Cause to your point just now, he is with his grandma, but obviously his grandma's older, and he is doing all these things now that he didn't have to do. So it's like you're constantly comparing his life now to what it could be like. And his answer to Dean's question of like, has it been hard for you? He says, not in the way you would think. And he just, and again, just showing that like wisdom for which in a, again, in the child's voice, Jenny Slate's voice, it sound, it's like cutting through in this weird way because you're not used to hearing a quote unquote child speak this wisely.
Yeah. It's so good, the character of Marcel, in terms of, yeah, that like profound wisdom that Marcel has. There's like a moment where even like understand, like Marcel doesn't even really understand what Dean is doing, even in terms of like filming him, which is amazing, which totally makes sense. Cause like, why would you know what like a camera is? Uh-huh. It's the best. And there's this moment later when like Marcel starts to like introspect on Dean in terms of like, like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing here? And he starts to have to explain like, well, you know, like I broke up with my girlfriend. And there's a moment like later where Marcel is going to be like, start asking Dean. And he's like, no, I don't want to answer. And he's like, well, I answer your questions like all the time. Like, why don't, like, why don't you answer? Why don't you have to answer? Like, I opened up to you. Yeah. It's so cute. The like befuddled response to like Dean not doing what Marcel has just done. Marcel didn't know that it was a documentary. Marcel was just like talking to this guy and is like young and innocent, so like doesn't necessarily think to like ask Dean questions. Yeah. But as like sees Dean like looking for an apartment on his computer, and like that's great, he's like filming Dean, and Dean's like, no, wait, no, and like it's up from the couch to like make sure Marcel's not pointing the camera at Dean. It's super cute.
So funny. Yeah. their dynamic, like there's the moment where, I mean, speaking of like the process of the documentary, there's a moment where like where Marcel is talking to him, or Dean and Marcel are talking, and Dean is explaining that he'll like put it up on the yeah. online.
Yeah.
And Marcel goes, you lost me. Cause like, he doesn't know what the internet is. Like he doesn't, but there's like also simultaneously like this like very okay boomer quality of like, and that's obviously the joke, right? Of it works where like, oh, just like old people would say, you lost me. I don't know. Like it's Marcel, but he's a kid. It's just,
he lives a totally different life, you know? It's great.
It is great. I think we should talk about, before we get into the heavy stuff, maybe let's like highlight some funny moments or some of like the more effective lighter things that they did. Grandma Connie, you mentioned garden.
You said we're gonna get dark.
No, we are gonna get dark, but like, okay, we're mentioning certain people. We're not getting to the dark storyline portion yet. Grandma Connie,
yes,
has her garden. She basically like helps house and treat like drunk bugs. There's a bee drunk at bugs. One point who shows up who's had too much nectar. Grandma Connie, I should point out, voiced by Isabella Rossellini. This was a thing where it blew my mind at the end of the movie. I purposely didn't take out my phone to look it up during, because it was so familiar to me. I'm like, who is this? Who is this woman? I know this actress. And for it to be her, such a like respected old school actress, just like makes it that much more effective, every single thing. The garden
she's
bit
really
is
good.
So funny.
The garden bit is really good. There's a moment where like Marcel has to do the gardening work and a bug comes and he's just like, I don't know what you want. it's like a bug, which is like funny because it's like, you know, that the bug comes to like get treated by Connie. It's so good. This like the infrastructure and the life of like I really love world building. It's a thing that like attracts me to like D&D, for example, and like the fantasy genre. And the idea that like, yeah, within this house that I have, there's like, you know, things, there's a whole ecosystem and infrastructure that's like happening, is so great. And so Connie being with the bugs is great.
It's hilarious. And like, I love that all the little bugs are also like little, because there's also like this recurring bit with these spiders that like they're basically like the dogs or like the raccoons of like the household and right outside the household, and that like they like food, they're looking for scraps, they don't speak.
They're always in there's a shot of that they use a couple of times where they're in the mm-hmm. like the
drain,
the rain gutter thing,
which is the itsy bitsy spot. It's very clever. Yes.
Oh, see, look at, see, this is why I love talking about this stuff with you, because you're pointing out stuff I don't know. I don't know the itsy bitsy spider. I mean, I do. I know it by name, but I didn't.
So the itsy bitsy spider, he went up the water spout. Down came the rain. Let me tell you a story. Wash the spider.
But they're adorable. They're so much more adorable than you would think. Like, if you're hearing spiders and you're like, "Ew, gross," they're like the most adorably rendered, like, tarantulas. Like, and I say tarantulas because they're like a little bit hairy, but they're adorable, like plush toy types. They're not like, you know, ill gross spiders, you know.
The bee that keeps running into the window is also very
was that okay, so I took that to be the same bee.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too. He's just drunk.
It's like, oh, he's good, better. And then he kept knocking into the window. And I was like, oh.
I know. Just the like the bee, the bee running into the window, and Marcel just being like, oh, like it's so good. Just his reaction of like, oh no, oh
yeah,
but I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's so small.
It's like watching a car that you like. You're too far away. You're like, oh, oh no, oh, that's too bad.
Probably I think I can say, like, this was the moment that I thought was like, okay, this is the most Grace humor right now. Is when he's using where he sleeps. He sleeps in his bedroom.
Yes,
it is his bedroom. It's actually like in a little pot of plants. They hang out. It makes sense that a lot of times the shells are like taking refuge in like a potted plant area, because things don't happen there. It's not like a surface that people like put stuff on or whatever.
Yeah, they're in plants. Jewelry boxes seems to be like Connie's bedroom of sorts. Yeah, areas where you'd be kept safe. Yeah. The bread room is very good. I will say, it's like, doesn't the bread go bad?
Okay, so I thought of this. Thank you. Where I'm like, okay, you gotta replace that bed like a lot, because that bread will go moldy. Like,
well, I mean, much like your sheets, you should change your sheets.
Right.
You
I think the official stance of this podcast is you need to change your sheets and you need to wash them. But
and
I think
if you sleep in bread, you gotta change your bread. You know,
the same, if not more, applies to bread, because, you know, hopefully the bed sheets aren't getting moldy. I'm sorry. But the bread will. So, you know, that's what I thought, because the bread is like so clean. Like,
it's so white.
It's immaculate.
It's
the whitest one bread you have ever seen.
Just for bread room, which is great. But there's also at the beginning when he gets the acorns, and then he's like trying to a million times, he's trying to launch them onto the like spice rack where he has a hole where he can go in, and he's like has a bunch of stuff. And I can't remember exactly what was in there, but I remember really liking this scene of like, he just has all his like secrets.
Yes, he's like, basically, you got your dry goods. Like,
you got your dry
cranberries.
Goods.
You got your thing. And then he was like, there were a couple of raisins, and then there was a dry cranberry. He's like, and there's only one, because that is a treat. Just the way he says it. It's so good. Yeah. And he was like, oh my God, I couldn't have laughed any harder at this when he's... So Dean has this dog.
I love all the stuff.
I love dogs. It's adorable that, like, it's such a real world thing of like, this dog is watching this shell, this tiny little shell on like a table, move around. And the dog is obviously going to be curious. The dog hasn't seen anything like this before, probably. And, you know, luckily, at no point does the dog try to ingest Marcel and Connie, because that's what I was worried about the whole time.
Yes. I feel like in a, like, if Marcel the Shell was made as like an animated show, like the dog would, there'd be a whole like scene where like they have to get away from the dog. But I like that the dog is just sort of like an inconvenience to Marcel, more than like, and like affectionate to Marcel, but like isn't a danger to Marcel.
Yes, I agree with that. And speaking of Marcel, the part that made me laugh was when they're talking about the dog, and Dean asks, I think Marcel is talking. Marcel asks Dean, he's your best friend?
He's your
like,
best friend.
Asking Dean about the dog.
Yes.
He's like, oh, do you know like other people? Like,
so good. I was like, how dare you?
But then he says, this is Marcel talking, and he's like, I like the idea of dogs. And he's rolling around. He's like, I put a piece of lint on the end of a string.
Oh, yes.
And just like drag it around.
The tennis ball is really great.
The
as
tennis
well
ball
as a
is
bit.
A great, the rover or whatever they call it. It's a great bit. It's how the movie starts. Like, you don't know that Marcel yes. is inside this tennis ball, although you assume because the tennis ball is moving around and making like little jerky, jumpy movements. It's his car. It's how he gets around the house and how he gets yep. down the stairs safely and quickly, because obviously they're very small. It's hard to get around places. It's a great car. I wish I could just like drive a tennis ball.
I think you could. You could get one of those like, you know, big bubbles.
That's right? True. And I don't need a license for that. I don't think.
No, it's true. Yeah. You talk about the dog and how like he's never seen anything like this before. I would maybe like to stop down and I'm totally okay. You know, the bread stuff. I'm totally okay to just be like, yep, the bread never molds. It's fine. And I'm also fine with whatever the in-universe explanation to the question I'm about to ask is. Mm-hmm. But when the videos get uploaded to YouTube and then people, mm-hmm. Marcel becomes a celebrity and people are like, look at this. So, and even like Leslie Stahl, are we to presume that like Marcel and his family are the only shell beings? That, yeah. And also we find out at the end that like there's a bunch of other, I think there's like pretzels and like a bunch of others, which I was kind of like, I'll get to the end later. But are we presumed that they are the only sentient shell googly-eyed beings in the world, or do other people have them and maybe they're just not as like entertaining as Marcel?
It's a good question. I mean, I thought of it just now as I was saying. The thing that made you think of it is the thing that made me think of it as I was saying. It was like talking about the dog and would the dog have seen anything like this before? I have to assume that probably yes. Like there has to be some version because we never get the like, oh my God, you know, we discovered mutants or we discovered superheroes moment, you know, I mean, they're just shells and they're adorable. So shame on me for saying they're just shells, but they're magical. So like you have to assume that there is at least some sort of precedent or like some people are knowledgeable about it. To your point, it's a little bit like, you know, we have to suspend our disbelief a little bit, but I think it's a fair thought because of how meta the movie is and bringing in like 60 minutes, like you said, and you know, there's like the literally he's making a documentary within this movie that we are watching.
I think I go with the reading that like they are the only people who are they're the only like things that come to life. Mm-hmm. But also that they must live in a world in which like that's not that weird. Because right. people are like obsessed with Marcel in a way that feels like they have to be unique, but also not to the point where like the government is not getting involved.
Right. They're not sending right? like sentinels. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, pursue the shells. Yes.
Yes. Being like, what did you do? How did these come to life? Like there's no like science fiction to this story. Right. Mm-hmm. So it has to be like, I feel like they have to be very unique, but not the only way in which the world is like slightly more magical than mm-hmm. our own world. If that makes yes. sense. That's my interpretation. That's my reading.
I think that makes sense. I think that makes more sense actually than what I said. I wanted to call out a specific bit. So this is what I made a reference to when yes. I said that Grace signs her emails, let the battle begin. There's a point in the movie where somebody, Marcel is like watching himself become like a YouTube sensation, basically yeah. go viral, right?
Yeah.
And he is like reading the comments and he very quickly, just like we all have on a certain point, he very quickly realizes like the ridiculousness and sometimes like mundane quality of some of these comments. Like obviously it runs the gamut, and somebody wrote like peace and love. They signed their little note peace and love, and he was like, peace, of course peace,
of course,
like,
peace.
What yeah. a weird thing to test if other people agree with. He's like, I'm gonna start signing everything war, no war, war. I love war. He's like, he says, I'm gonna sign everything, let the battle begin,
let the battle
Marcel.
Begin. It's so good. It's so funny.
My shitty paraphrasing version of it is nowhere near as funny. I just needed to call it out because to the point I made earlier, it's just such a great joke that all of a sudden starts to like become a bit like before our eyes. Like he has transformed a punchline into a bit by himself. It is yeah. so great. I love it.
To the point you were saying before about how like I love the like as if like somebody who has kind of childlike wonder steps into our world with sort of like more intelligence to be able to like sort of question things we do. It's so great. That's like a commentary on our society. So like the idea of like a dog is a man's best friend is like, but like why? Like, well, how is he your best friend? Like, don't you have friends, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then, yeah. And then this idea that like people are posting these comments that are just like, you know, peace and love. And it's just like, yeah, of course, peace. Like, of course, is so clever. It's so good. It's so funny. It has like an innocence and a sharpness to it all at the same time. That's like,
yes, I think that's an excellent way of putting it, because that's what it feels like. It feels like, and unfortunately, like it's playing against our, it's playing against our expectations, which unfortunately we just, you know, we're like, okay, this child is never going to be this, is never going to be that clever. So like, it surprises you, but to your point a little bit, like we're bringing in like our preconceived notions and he's just shattering them, and it's incredible.
It's why I think it works, in the sense of like, I think if you explain this movie to people that like it's this little like kid shell, it doesn't work. But because like he's played as like, because he's like smarter than what I would say a child, and maybe that's like good storytelling too, in terms of like how much he's had to be on his own. Like, I haven't watched any of the previous Marcel stuff, which like I probably should do, because I love this movie so much. I feel like, how have I not watched any of the other stuff? So I don't know how much of that's like, and I don't know how much of the story, the previous story, like there's not the rest of the Shell family. I don't know that either. But I think because of his like resourcefulness, and also he has this like childlike like fascination with the world, but also understands, at least like, you know, his world to the point where like there's this like, you know, I don't want to talk about getting dark, but where they talk about like the safest place, is it the safest place to go is the laundry room, but then also it's like it can be dangerous, like you might end up in the laundry. So it's like just like his ingenuity in the world, and the why they have to be, because his family was like taken and they're gone. He has this very survivally, you know, nature to him, that just like the balance, the complexity of a character that's a shell with googly eyes is tremendous.
It is incredible, and I think that we should take a quick commercial break to emotionally prepare for the darkness that is coming.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, we are back. I think I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm just being like super overly quotey. If there's anything else super funny or positive to talk about, I'm sure
there's funny stuff, but I feel like so much of the funny stuff is also just linked to plot, so I think it's worth chatting through wherever you want to go next, because like I love them riding in a car, but it's all plot, right? Like it's plot related. So yeah
that's true. I mean, so basically we have talked about already this idea that like he lost his family. So the deal is, as I said, they live in an Airbnb, and at some point we learn that, because even Dean, he's like, he asks him about it, and Marcel does this kind of like exhale, like, okay, I'm finally gonna tell this story. Like, clearly it's like not an easy story to tell. And previous tenants of this house turned Airbnb, or maybe it wasn't one yet, or it doesn't matter, because it's, we find out later, it's been 2 years since this happened about. And there was a fight between a couple that lived there or was staying there. And then there was this plan that the Shells always had, that if like there was a loud noise or it seemed like there was an emergency, that you should run to the sock drawer, like to seek refuge. The laundromat was one of those places too, like in the laundry basket, but it was also like dangerous. Like you said, the place that seemed more foolproof was the sock drawer. And ultimately this huge argument that this couple is having, that is scaring the Shells, which causes them to go into the sock drawer, ends in the couple breaking up and the guy takes all his possessions, including the stuff that was in the sock drawer, probably socks, and puts them all in a suitcase, unknowingly taking all of these shells and pretty much all of Marcel's family and friends with him.
And can I make a point about the person who ends up being the person who took all the shells? Because he's very unimportant to the entire movie, other than that they go to his house. But this is Thomas Mann, who I thought was going to be like the biggest breakout actor forever. Have you seen Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl? Seen that movie? No, that's fine.
I'm like looking. I got busy looking at his picture. I'm like, do I know this person? But yes, I have seen that movie.
I thought he was just going to be like the world's biggest star. Yeah. I think he was also in. Was he in Project X? That's a thing he was in, I think, as well. That was like a found footage film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be huge, and then he's not. And now he just like is kind of just keeps popping up and stuff. He was in Halloween Kills.
He was in Halloween Kills. I was going to say
he's in Marcel. He was in Winning Time. He was on Fargo, I think, a little while ago. So he just like now keeps like showing up, which is like I'm delighted. I'm glad that he's like hanging around. But every time I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it's Earl.
The next best thing to becoming
the Dying Girl
overnight sensation is starting to pop up in things and you know, hiding in plain sight kind of thing. And people just get used to having you around.
Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, it's you. Oh, hey.
But I couldn't even tell who this person was because they barely show them. It's really only like in footage. 60 Minutes becomes important because
so good.
What I love about the 60 Minutes portion of it is grounded in emotional weight.
100%.
The only reason that Marcel and Grandma Connie are not in the sock drawer with all these other people, or rather the only reason they realize it is because they all the shells come together every Sunday night to watch 60 Minutes. The show.
It's
Marcel
the show.
Says, we just call it the show.
That's
how big of a deal it is. And then Grandma Connie says, Leslie Show. It's Leslie Stahl. They love Leslie Stahl.
And they love Leslie Stahl. And it's so good. And it's, I love a bit that's like, when you slowly realize that like, it's actually not a bit. It's like actually incredibly important to the entire plot of the movie, which is that like, they watch this thing. And then suddenly because of the YouTube sensation nature of Marcel, that like 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl in particular are interested in like interviewing Marcel and to an extent Dean, who seems more reluctant, I guess, to appear on 60 Minutes. But it's so good. Then like the pressure of them coming and like, I mean, one of the pieces we haven't talked about is that, is it when they go on the car ride that Connie ended up hurting herself, right?
When they go, so then like Marcel is trying to, at that point, like trying to identify. He's like, oh, we'll go up to the highest point. He's like, let's go to your your town's version of like the mantle, right? Or the mantle place or whatever. A high place that we can just look out. And I'm sure I'll just see the shells, or I'm sure I'll just see the car that belongs to you. And then go up to this like hill. I think it seems like it's in California. I don't remember.
Yes, I believe they're in California.
But they go to like a random hill in California, and as you can imagine, in any vicinity of any major city, it's going to seem like a lot. He's like, what are all those tiny dots? And those are all houses. It's like this heartbreaking moment. But to your point, they leave, and this is when Grandma Connie hurts herself. Like she doesn't even remember. They established earlier in the movie that like she has like memory problems, and she doesn't really remember what happened, but it seems like she got startled and she hurt herself. And her tiny little shell has like a hole in it.
Put a little Band-Aid on it and it's
horrible. This is horrible.
I mean, so not only is there like the trauma of like Marcel losing almost everybody except for Connie, who he then has to be like there's one version of the story, which is just like Marcel survives on his own. Right. And then they add in this like extra emotional beat, which is that, like, oh no, Connie remained. Like he gets to be with like Connie. But then she's older and starting to lose her memory, and then she has this accident. And like the whole thing of like, being the like kid who has to take care of an ailing parent or grandparent is like
pretty heartbreaking. On top of like, there's already so much trauma in this film, mm-hmm. and then you add in this as well, and it's like, it's brutal.
Yes, I think it's. There are actually three. I have a seven. There are three layers of trauma that Marcel has to work through. One, as you already said, is the family leaving, which we are kind of watching him get over. I feel like at the point where Dean is interviewing him, he has like kind of just started to get past it a little bit, in the sense, and not right. past it, but just in the sense of like it isn't as like immediate, right? And then this horrible thing happens with Grandma Connie. Plot wise, it actually just happens that like they finally do the 60 minutes interview, which Marcel doesn't want to do because he's worried about Connie because she got hurt. And then she basically forces him to do it. There's this heartbreaking sequence where like she has established that Marcel is worried about her. So she's going to waste so much energy trying to look normal and trying to look active and trying to like convince Marcel that she's totally fine and that he should do the interview. And it's very beautiful because it's all out of love and she doesn't want to hold him back. And she says things like, don't use me as an excuse not to like live your life kind of stuff, which is ridiculously deep and beautiful and crazy. That like, that's yeah. the kind of stuff we're getting in this movie.
Yep.
And then he loses her and he's by yeah. himself. And this is where like, it starts to get to me because he was essentially, in a sense, he's by himself when he lost his family. He has Grandma Connie, who he loves dearly and cares so much about him, but he has to care for her, like you said, and there's that part of it. So in a way, like, he's alone in his need to take care of her, as you kind right. of already said. Right. Now here, he is literally alone. She passes and he is alone and he doesn't know if he's gonna like see his family ever again at that point.
I really liked the way that they do Connie's death, essentially, that she's gone. Now I'm actually having a revelation as I was about to tell a story in which, like, I do remember my dog ran away and there was this thing of like, yeah, this type of dog will like often run away if they know they're dying. And now I'm wondering if I was lied to and I probably need to call my parents. And,
oh my God. Check. That thing where like, he went to the farm.
Yeah. I am realizing that now, they might've just lied to me. It's totally fine.
I'm so sorry.
No. It's totally fine.
No. Like, but like genuinely yeah. that's rough anyway.
I don't blame my parents. My parents were like, I think when this dog died, it was probably like, I was definitely less than 10, you know?
Yeah. They were protecting you.
But the story was that these dogs know when they're sick and they're or when they're old and they run away, which is probably not true, but even as like a thing that as like the idea of it happening is essentially what Marcel says happens. Mm-hmm. That she probably knew she wasn't well and so she left, and there is something I think like kind of beautiful about that, and that we don't have to like sit and be like, that's a dead shell on this. Mm-hmm. It's like there are tactful ways to do it, like, you know, you never see but like just this idea that like the shell Connie goes away and is gone. And now she's actually gone from Marcel's life.
Need to see her. Yeah.
It's like really beautiful. And I think it's like very like in a movie that's like, boy, again, like I talk about like how it can do both things well, which is it can do like comedy and it can also do this like heart-wrenching thing in this beautiful way. This like beautiful balance of the movie to mm-hmm. be able to like be like, yeah, and the way Marcel is like, yeah, she must have gone away. And like, that's just how he deals with like trauma is also incredibly sad and really beautiful.
Yeah, really incredibly sad and really beautiful. The movie has this very, because again, there's like this, there's this meta quality and all these layers of like, there is an imaginary camera that is recording Dean recording Marcel, in a sense. Like, sometimes we're watching Dean's footage, whatever, we don't need to get in the weeds about it, but like there are all these layers to it. But my point is that there are all these incredibly beautiful shots of like mundane things in the house, shots outside, the trees, the garden, where there are no characters and it's just either Marcel or Connie usually talking. And it makes it that much more profound. And there's a moment, I apologize for reading another thing, but I just want to read this because it's so beautiful. After Connie dies, there's something that Marcel says, and it's like over this beautiful shot of the sunlight in the garden. And it's just like, like a really beautiful art house film almost. It's like incredible the kind of tonal shifts that this movie takes. But he says, it's true what they say. It's always on a day when you have a keen sense of loss that the sun shines the brightest. And then he says, the next morning I thought, if I were somebody else, I might be able to enjoy this more.
Oh, it's so good. I got chills. I got goosebumps. It's so
like, it broke me. Like that's
from a little soft motion shell.
And like I'm just openly weeping and sobbing at this point. Like several times throughout the movie, no one would be surprised to learn. But like that just speaks to the reason I want to read is like that just speaks to the incredible depth of emotion that this movie is mining and like so incredibly successfully so. And then also being like, this is my bedroom. Like it's crazy.
It's so good. It's so cute. You know, I mean, the coming of age thing is because like, I think that like Marcel's like pretty, competent. I think when we meet, Marcel, interesting is I don't know, like the, in terms of like what character growth Marcel has over the course of the movie is really interesting in terms of like it's actually kind of like Marcel who urges like Dean to do to step outside his comfort zone and to push. And so interesting that like we basically only see Dean's face like a couple of times when he's like in the 60 Minutes interview and basically everything else is like he's the director, right? He's making the documentary.
He's like a narrator basically in a way.
But this movie, like, I feel like is interesting in the sense that, like, I don't know that I would say that Marcel has, like, is totally different other than perhaps there's, like, a little bit. I mean, it's really in terms of, like, maybe how much, you know, that piece of, like, don't hold yourself back because of me thing of, like, now he could do that. You know, it's actually a little Home Alone-ish, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, which is that, like, he has to sort of, like, survive on his own, and then eventually at the end, which like fully spoiled the end, he's reunited with his family, and like you know, they're all like you know, they're all skating on the I guess on dusty the dust.
Yeah, which is like table. It makes me very itchy to even think about it, but it is a beautiful emotional scene that is, again, I keep saying this, very, very well earned of like then he's because of the 60 Minutes segment. By the time the movie does this incredible thing of like it does this flash forward after like Connie has died, and now the 60 Minutes segment is airing, right? Obviously they package these things and edit them and it takes them a while, they don't air right away, and the camera is like super tight on Marcel watching this 60 Minutes show. And at that point, I just knew. I was like, oh my God, please tell me they're reunited. And the movie does such a good job because even arguably you call it from the beginning, right? Like, of course they're going to be reunited. Yeah. By the time the 60 Minutes segment is going and Leslie Stahl is talking and they're like, okay, and then we kept investigating and we found this woman, the woman who was involved in the breakup that like drove literally his family, Marcel's family apart. And then you're starting to get like, oh my God, it's really happening. At this point, I'm sobbing and just like, I'm worried that they didn't find them. Like now I went from like being so sure they're going to find them because how else could it end to being like, oh God, is it going to be that they couldn't? Like this is some horrible trap. And then I'm like literally begging, like, please find them because it's so touching. And then the camera slowly pans out to reveal that he is already sitting next to all of them watching this 60 minute segment.
The show.
Watching the Leslie
show.
Can
I tell you my one critique of the movie? It's my only critique of the movie. The family is too big at the end. It's too big. It's too big.
It's too much. You know what? It's busy.
It's too much. For a movie, when I'm watching a movie about an animated shell with googly eyes and feet, and then at the end I'm like, really, there's too many of them, you know. That's my only critique. I think it would have been more effective because essentially there's one point where he turns over, I can't remember if it's a mirror, and he's like scratched in, and it's so beautiful this moment because he's drawn his whole family, like all the shells, and then he eventually adds Connie.
Yeah, she has essentially like whittled the people into the back of the mirror, into the wood on the back of the mirror, and like some very realistic like representations of them.
And there's a great scene at the beginning where he's like explaining everybody, and I this is also I think the way in which like the movie, even though these are people who's gone, he's still like Some of them he like clearly doesn't like as much as, right? Yeah. Like, you don't love all your family. Like,
your
equally.
Sense of timing was literally the worst.
Like literally the worst. Yeah. It's so cute. So when he sketches Connie and you're like, oh, it's so cute. And there's probably what, like 12, 13, like people on the back of the thing. And in the movie, we're like 45 different, like, okay,
here's what I will say. The moment within the 60 minutes piece that they were all watching, where like they get to the house and then there's like all this rustling, and then it's incredibly effective because Leslie Stahl, who I have an emotional connection to because I used to watch 60 Minutes, not as a kid, but like, you know, recently-ish for like many years, know Leslie Stahl. So there's this like
Leslie and I were married for many years.
There's this familiarity and just comfort that comes from a figure like Leslie kind of like telling us this beautiful story that seems like it's about to have a happy ending. And you want, it's just like adding, my point is, it's just adding, it's adding emotion to this already emotional thing, I guess, if you have familiarity with her. Yes. And then they show within the 60 minutes piece, they show the drawer opening and the moment where Marcel reunites with his family. There aren't that many shells. It's only like,
I love it. I love the like moment. 10, I love it.
And then no. And I'm not nitpicking, but like now as I'm thinking through the logic, I'm thinking, okay, it's possible that like this is now a larger community that they met at the new house where like maybe like the family reunited and they're so popular. Of course they are, because they were on the show. And like now everybody is like, oh, wow, look, like we'll be part of this community because it's safer for all of us.
To my question earlier about like, and I said earlier, I don't care about the answer to an extent. I just am like interested in the answer, which is, are shell people, and like if you put googly eyes, can it be sentient and come to life?
Oh, can we create them, basically?
Can you create them?
What a human way of thinking. Like,
yeah,
we can, but should we?
And so for me, I like, there's a piece of like, because they are in an Airbnb that like somebody, and so the idea that like you know, Marcel has been able to like do all this and they like have their own little like ecosystem. That's like, for me, what I love is like that. It's like, it is, if you went looking for it, you could find it, but it's also like, there's so few of them that it's like, you don't notice it on the day to day, but like the fact that there's like 45 like little googly eye creatures like skating on the ice. And I'm like, I can't, I'm so annoyed in my house. They're all like on my coffee table and I'm like, no, stop. Yeah, like,
it's,
you know,
no longer cute. It would probably start to feel gross in a way, even though they're not gross, like in the same way that like some people are grossed out by bugs, myself included. They are not that at all. But to your point, it's a little bit like, oh God, now I have like a village, like a city of like,
and it's fine. It's the end of the movie. And it's like, the whole thing is to like be for Marcel to be like, look at the community we have. It's so cute. Yeah. I think somebody comes over and it's like, come on, like you got to skate. And they pull him out to skate. Like, it's cute.
Yeah,
it's really
good. Like we meet his aunt. We meet his parents, who are very funny. We meet his brother, who he argues with in a very sweet way. And all of this is just so sweet because we spent so much time with Marcel by himself.
Oh, honey feed is something we haven't talked about.
I was getting to the brother.
He's just like, no, like, this is how you do it. And he's like, that's not how you do it. And he's like, this is how I'm doing it.
Like, how I want to do it. He's like, well, I didn't know that that's how you wanted,
to do it.
It's so sibling realistic. Yes. And it's so cute. Like, they put honey on their little feet and that's how they're able to like walk up a wall, like almost like Spider-Man.
It's so good.
It's so cute. And one thing I love though is that they bring it back to, yes, there is all this joy in the family reuniting, but then they bring it back to Connie. And this is the third thing, because I think the three things are, he lost his family, then he lost Connie, then he has to tell his family that Connie died. Right. And that's like this like really subtle, and I think to the movie's credit, they skip to him in the garden with all of them. They had already shown us earlier in the movie, he put this chess piece that's the queen right on top of where Connie's buried, which I think is just chef's kiss, so beautiful, and says so much about how much he respected her. And like, when I really, it took me a second to realize it's the queen. I'm like, what's that chess piece? And I was like, oh my God, it's the queen. He has to like re-traumatize himself basically by telling people. Can you imagine that conversation? Like, this was what happened. She did this. She's like, that must have been so difficult. And it's just like another thing that he, that was like my final in the trifecta of his like growing up that he had to do, because it's his responsibility to pass down Connie's story. And like, and whatever, obviously they're going to be like, where's Connie? You know, it's not like he can like pretend she's not there, but it's just so good. Like, I just feel, my point in bringing it up is I feel like they milk every, like they squeeze every ounce of emotional juice from like pretty much every moment throughout, and they make things connect to each other in a way that is just, again, super impressive. I'm like, so boring with these takes now.
I think it's the same scene where he's on the ledge in the laundry room and the window is open. And I don't know if it's the same time. It might be like very close together, but not the exact scene where he's talking about, you know, if, you know, somebody else out there would be enjoying this day or whatever. But he also does the thing of like when the wind blows, and he positions himself so that the wind will blow through his shell and it will make a note. And that to me is like, it's just a moment where he's like in, he's in mourning, right? Like he's mourning Connie being gone, and he's kind of doing it. And I think she maybe tells him to do it early. Like, I think,
yeah, it's right. I think like she's the one that taught him basically. And I think this is towards the end when we see him do it, because he's basically like, this is me taking up space in the world, and that's okay. Like,
oh, this is the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
He's feeling sad. He lets the wind blow through his shell, and then Marcel shows Dean how it, the sound it makes, and he talks about how beautiful it is, which is like this like beautiful, like that Marcel sees beauty where most people wouldn't, and he just stares out the window. It's so good. It's so good. This movie's so good. I will 100% as soon as this movie is available for streaming, book a day in the Discord. We're gonna watch this movie. Become a patron at any level. We'll come watch it. It'll be great.
It's just everything. It's just he's to watch him accept himself in that like small funny way, and like obviously it's a metaphor, but like it's so, again, so well earned. And I hope Marcel is doing well right now.
That's like, how Sean Connery would say Marcel
means a lot to me, and I don't care that Marcel isn't real. You can't tell me that he's not. He will live on forever in my heart, just like Grandma Connie. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I care about.
A year and a half that A24 is having. Last summer they come. I guess more than a year, because we're halfway through the year. Like the last, the last year, I guess what I meant. With Green Knight, they had Tragedy of Macbeth. They have Everything Everywhere All at Once. They had X. They had Men. And then Marcel was Sale with Shoes On. A24 is really killing it. Really showing out.
Yeah, they've been killing it. Like, I agree, they've had a lot of like more recently back-to-back wins, but like I still, the Farewell is still like a big favorite of mine, with Awkwafina. I think it's an incredible story, and it's A24, and I highly recommend it.
They did Uncut Gems. They've been on fire. Uncut Gems. I don't want to ruin Marcel the show with Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems, yes. We're cutting this out. Yeah. but I can't believe I was able to get through that without crying. What else is there to say?
I do the scene where they're driving around, and typically poop and vomit humor don't, I'm a little like, oh, I feel sometimes I'm like, yeah, like if I'm around a kid, I made a joke on Twitter today where I literally used the word inappropriate. So like, you know, come at me if I sound hypocritical.
So, you know, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Take that with a grain of poop. But like Marcel continually vomiting on the map as they're going around is so funny, and Marcel not understanding how big the world is was so good.
That moment specifically is so funny, because to your point, it's so rare. I can honestly say that this is probably the only time where I have found vomit adorable.
Yes,
like I can't think of another time. It's like so tiny because he's so tiny, and because it's so tiny, Dean definitely doesn't care, and he's being so genuine.
He's like, all right, like, cool. Yeah,
fine, no, you're fine. And Marcel is like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. God, like, he's mortified.
And he has the little, like, what does he have on his back? Like, he has some sort of weapon thing, right? Yes, ready to defend himself.
Because Dean has warned him that the world is scary. So he has like a little pistachio helmet, and he has like he has a stick, and then he also has like a match in case they have to use it.
Yes, it's a match. Yes, that's like strung on his back like a spear. It's so good. It's so good.
It's incredible. We could stay here and talk all about the little things, because there's so many things that they did visually that like it's kind of like blink and you missed it.
But the best little thing is Marcel the shell with shoes on.
Marcel himself, the shoes which Dean like sharpied in black when it was time for Nina Connie's funeral. Like it's so sweet. Even that,
is there any chance that anybody from this movie gets nominated for an Oscar? There's some Isabella Rossellini should get a supporting actress nod. I've heard that, but it's so tough with a voiceover. You know,
I agree. It's really hard with the voice work. I think obviously Jenny Slate and Isabella Rossellini are the only two who stand a chance. Like Dean is great, but he's just not
screenplay. I think you could give this movie.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, you're right. I was only thinking about actors, but you're right. I think if anything, like adapted screen. I guess it's original screenplay. It's not adapted from.
Movie. They're giving out 10 nods.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if there's anywhere, because it's split up between adapted and original, there is a chance it could score a nom, perhaps.
That'd be amazing.
Maybe Leslie Stahl gets nominated for best use of a host.
That'd be amazing. Best guest starring in
a new host.
In a stop-motion animation.
And then she comes out, and she's like, the winner is me.
Me. What about the dog? The dog? Yeah.
The dog. All right, I'm glad we're ending talking about dogs and not about that thing that we're not going to repeat. Grace, is there anything else you want to say about the movie?
Not from Marcel. It's great. Go watch it. You know, you got to wait for it to come to streaming. Watch it immediately. I'll watch in the Discord. It's so great. It's so tremendous.
I'll watch it right now.
I mean, the thing you said about like it being a hug is exactly right. I come out of this feeling pretty similarly to this as I did like at the end of Ted Lasso season one, just being like, that was so freaking heartwarming and sad. And I just needed it. I just needed to watch it.
I agree with that sentiment. Yeah. Grace, what's going on with you besides crying at a theater? Or that maybe that's just me.
I don't really cry that much.
That's fine. Yeah. We can gloss over that. You're still human.
Yeah. You and I we're doing Blackbird, Apple TV show, still on BSR. I'm covering The Old Man with Philly and What We Do with the Shadows with Lindsay Wilson. So all of that, we'll have episodes dropping this week. Over on Rob is a podcast, do Sports with the Off Speed podcast. We look at different sports, interview folks about sports that they love. I'm on Twitter at High From Grace.
I love that. I'm also on Twitter at That Other Ariel. You mentioned the Post-Show Recaps Discord, which we love to hawk around these parts. You should totally join. You have access to the Discord at any level. You could talk to people about movies. You can also score a link. I mean, actually, you can score the link even if you don't join, but you're more likely to get a link to the new Post-Show Recaps merch store.
Oh, yeah.
Which I already ordered a couple of things. I got to be honest.
PostShowRecaps.com/store.
Say that again? Hold on. I can't write it
down
fast enough.
PostShowRecaps.com/store.
/store. Not story. Not a beautiful story. Nope. Store.
Yeah, you can get there's some shirts, some hats.
There is at least a Wiggles Wombat hat. There might be another hat, but I know there.
I think there's just the Wombat hat, and then.
But if you want to take one of those T-shirts and like on a really hot day, I know a lot of places all over the world are very hot right now. You can like wrap it around your head as a kind of hat.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, I think people should check it out if they're interested in new merch. It's summertime. You know, you need the T-shirts. Yeah. You can't be wearing long sleeves. It's not allowed.
True. Ariel, I believe you're going on vacation again. You're a seasoned world traveler, but I do want to let folks know what we're watching next week in case they want to check it out, which is we're going to hop on the bullet train with Brad Pitt. So we'll probably have a guest join. You'll be on your own bullet train.
I'm basically trying to, my plan is to try to steal a train that I can triangulate like a good Wi-Fi signal. So we'll see how that goes.
I've seen the trailer for Bullet Train many a times, and I think that they just have the whole movie in the trailer.
In the trailer, and it's one of those.
I'm gonna go to the movie, and I'm gonna have seen everything. All the good parts.
It's one of those. To your point, certainly here in the States, like, yes, I know I go to the movies a lot, so I probably don't speak for a large portion of the population. But I have seen it so much, I'm so done. Like, it's gotten to the point where like it doesn't matter if I actually have to use the restroom when this trailer comes on. Yeah. I'm going to get up and go because I just don't want to sit through it again.
I'm glad because like by the time I've watched Bullet Train, I think I'll be done with the trailers I've watched the most in the last like 6 months, which is Bullet Train and Nope. But Deidre did give me a tutorial on how to work the pee time app, which I don't really go pee that much in the movie theater, but I did get a lesson PSR Movie Club, Ariel. So you should be proud. Yeah.
I love to hawk it. The Infinity P coin. I only paid $15 at the time. I think it's like up to like $30 now.
It is 30. $30.
Yeah. But it's a one-time fee regardless. So, you know, you're supporting these people doing what I love
and
about
inflation,
it.
And inflation, it might go up.
What I love, I would just say very quickly, because I know somebody else talked about it, but like it tells you the first 3 minutes of the movie. It's not just about the pee times. It tells you what's in the first 3 minutes of the movie in case you're late. And haha, I'm always late. Two, only for the trailers. And two, it tells you if there's post-credit stuff. So you don't have to like Google it. You can just go there if you're already there and it'll tell you right away.
Literally so. In every movie, like I went to Where the Crawdads Sing and I like was like, I gotta there? Check if there's a post-credit scene. I'm so embarrassed if I leave and they're like, you didn't catch the like Daisy Edgar Johnson the post-credit scene.
Yeah. When I went to go watch The Gray Man, it was the same thing. I was like, oh, we gotta sit and wait.
There might be one.
I'd rather not miss it.
Look what they've done. Look what Marvel did to us. They
totally
damn
you, Marvel, and other adjacent superhero big name things. Yeah.
Sorry, right. Did you say what else you have going on? Did you do that yet?
Probably. No, I mean, we have a lot of concentric circles. We do this. We're doing the Blackbird, as you said. I am covering Loot with Dr. Amanda, the other Apple TV Plus show featuring one of my faves, Maya Rudolph. It's been very enjoying it. To your point of mentioning Ted Lasso, it's up there with those vibes. Like I wouldn't say I like the it's not like a one-to-one quality comparison. This one's a little bit more it doesn't feel like as, it feels like almost like a more ethereal in a way or like more abstract in a way.
MJ Rodriguez though, killing it.
But yes, Michaela Joy Rodriguez, Nat Faxon, great cast. Highly recommend it. If you're into half hour things that you can just watch very quickly before bed or when you get up. Some people like to watch first thing in the morning.
Or in the middle of the day. Exactly halfway between being
literally there are 24 hours in a day, so you do you
figure it out, watch it though. Yeah,
but if you're still listening to us after all that, we appreciate you for doing so, and we will see you next week. Catch the train with us. Bye bye.